What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, you know, and I'm kind of, I figured I'd throw this on. I got on the thing and I got off it. It's Saturday. I'm working, blah, blah, blah. You can hear the music, huh? This is the music I listen to. This is the kind of music I listen to. I'm going to be listening to P-Funk. Well, this ain't quite the music I listen to. This is the music I exercise to. Anyway. Anyhow, I wasn't getting steps. See, I didn't have it in my pocket, so the steps would go. Anyway, happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm working. It's my break time. Working 11 to 7 today. I was off yesterday. I indulged. And by indulging, I mean rest, deep rest. Lots of way too much food, way too much laziness. And what I'm finding is lately, as a whole, maybe overall, I'm staying within myself too much. That's basically what it is. I'm staying within myself too much. And too much is relative and subjective. And it works in this case because I'm talking about me, my desire, and my goal. And therefore, there's not a right or wrong, but too much is subjective. And in my case, I placed a subjective criteria on myself, which I can do because I'm talking about me and what I want. But I just been inside myself, and it's been months, it's been maybe a month, month and a half. You know, I've been going out. Of course, you know, y'all see me out there. You know, I go out, I do my thing, but I'm just really, 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 really enjoying being within myself. Maybe too much. Introspect? It's deeper. It's beyond introspective. It's not even introspective. Introspective would be productive. What I'm doing doesn't feel productive, but I know that going through these things, there's something to it. And by something to it, I mean that there's not a hidden benefit, but there's a reason. There's usually a reason why my body puts me through this or I go through this. Could be the season. Could be seasonal. Could be I need to reflect a little bit. Maybe I am being a bit introspective, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels more like wallowing. And I'm a wallower. I have no problem wallowing. And I can wallow to some depths, too. Not that I get depressed or sad or, you know, despair or anything like that. I just go to a place of complete relaxation to where it feels like it'll be hard to turn everything back on and go back into the real world again. Sometimes I just go into this place within myself so relaxed and just so, you know, just so unafraid, unthreatened, you know, just completely within myself and maybe almost detached from any sense of reality or any sense of physical reality. I just go in that place. And I, you know, years and years, I lived alone for years, so I'm trained myself. If trained, or I learned how, or I evolved to this, but I can go in there and just be in there, and it feels so good just to be in there with my own thoughts and my own ideas and things I want to do and when I want to do them and how I want to do them. And then I come out here with my toys, my computers and cameras and music and technologies and internets and study and research and building things, tools to build things and diagram things and study and build and compile and create. It's like a technological art, technical, physiological, technical, philosophical art exhibits or whatever, art installations to where I'm creating these intellectual, philosophical, opinionated, subjective experiences into a digital form that can be shared on a platform that I've established, Jeffrey TV and Facebook and all that stuff. and how it all comes together with the technology and the infrastructure of the internet and the social media that's already in place. This is definitely a concern of mine. So that's why I can say too much. It's a concern of mine. Therefore, I can say too much. But if you stop and think about it, too much of anything is bad for you. Too much. There is a such thing as too much of anything. You can have too much of anything to where, again, it's subjective. You can say, yeah, too much water, you drown. But you have to consult with the person who's drowning if that's negative or positive. Maybe they want to drown. And that has to be evaluated. You can't say it's too much if the person wants to drown. Is that too much food? You can't say it. Maybe the person wants to be obese. Maybe the person's trying to gain weight or needs to gain weight. You know, for medical benefit reasons. But anyway, I indulged yesterday. You know, it was really good. Just Friday, it was a nice day. And I indulged, but I didn't get slothy. As slothy as I used to. I stayed in bed till 2, which I never do. Just laid there, you know, just on my phone, watching TV, just chilling, you know, until 2. But I've been going to sleep later. I used to be a morning person, but now I'm up to like 1, 2 o'clock easy, up to 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m. easy, and sleeping in later, because I'm no longer getting up at 9. I'm getting up at like 10:30 now. Because I used to get up at 9 and do my workouts and stuff. I don't do that anymore because I don't shower. So I saved that hour of showering. And I'm still wearing the same clothes. I ain't take a shower. I might take a shower tonight. I think I did brush my teeth, though. I think I did brush my teeth the other day. But I'm going to take a shower tonight. And, you know, just kind of chill. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll take a shower tonight after work, after I settle. It'll put me in a different space, put on some music, and then that'll start me right back into myself again. And then I'll be in there for a day, then I got to come back out. And I'll tell you, I go in there some days, 2 days, 3 days, I'll be off. I can go so far away, like Jesus did when he went into the desert for 40 years. I think Muhammad, all the great ones did it. All the great ones, great, quote unquote, separated themselves from society and came back with a message. And I figured I did that years ago. But I figured out a way to do it without having to physically separate myself from society. I was able to, like, mentally or philosophically or psychologically detach from the public around me and pretty much be minimally affected by external influences of, you know, for opinions and such. So I did yesterday, but, you know, I went outside. It was nice. So I rode my bike and I got out a little bit and I went to Walmart. And in fact, I got in a car to go to, it was so nice just to be out, you know, not really doing anything, just being out and, you know, just running silly errands. And what I did was, you know, I had to take something back to Walmart. So to go from my house to Walmart, it's like 2 miles, but it took me like a half hour. And it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me as much as it should have. Just being in traffic, being out, being in the sun, listening to music, I was able to remote into the computer. I was able to remote into the OBS broadcast computer on my phone. And listen to some of the videos that I made. Check the audio quality in the car, the music and my voice. So that was fun. And just listening to music, just being out in the sun and seeing people and, you know, coming outside myself a little bit, you know, being out. It's always good. Not always good, but most of the time, 90% of the time, it's good. And a bunch of times I go out and reintroduce myself to the public. And I'm just blown away by how much I enjoy it, how much fun I have. It's like it's the first time every time. It's been, you know, I go to these shows, these P-Funk shows sometime, and I'll go out and just intermingle and socialize. And it just blows me away how much fun and energy I can get from it. Every time. It's like it's the first time every time. But so yesterday I did that. So I didn't go as far deep. But the point is, I was going to say, is that I'm going to be honest. I gained weight. I ate too much. I had cookies. What did I have? I bought this cheese Danish that I was at Walmart. So I bought this cheese Danish. And I left my glasses at Walmart, my go-to glasses. I took them off. And I set them down to check to see if I can get some reading glasses. You know, those over-the-counter reading glasses to help me out. Because I just need the computer vision. But I need to get, I'm going to go ahead and make an appointment. Get my eyes, get a new prescription, order some glasses, and get them. I'm going to get, like, I need computer glasses. You know, I want them to be a certain way. To have the bifocal part bigger so it takes up, so I don't have to put my glasses up on top of my nose so high to see through that part. But, you know. And the whole thing, and the thing I was saying yesterday, I did that, so I was going, you know, I'm just out, just doing stuff, you know, it was just good to be out, walking around, no hurry, just taking my time, and just kind of be in it, and just actually getting stuff done. Plus, it's always good to, you know, go to Walmart, and get some potato chips, and get my candies, and get some cookies, and that cheese Danish I get, you know. It was good to, you know, just to be out. I think I got some kielbasa, Polish kielbasa, and blah, 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 you know, just, you know. And then, but the whole thing was, I kind of cut this on, was because I said, what happens is I gain weight. Even, I got my 10,000 steps in yesterday. You know, even though I was quote unquote indulging, and my weight went up because I ate like an idiot. And it, so today I'm like, even though I'm working, and I do this anyway. I'm like, today's Saturday, and it's not the busiest day of the year, so of the week. So what I'm going to do is study for this test I need to take and just be on this thing as much as I can. I was even thinking about putting something on my phone and just watching. Maybe I could put the app on my phone and just watch a movie about the ITIL, International Information Technology I need to figure out what ITIL stands for. International Technology. I don't even know what ITIL stands for. Oh my God. See, that's how they get you. ITIL 4 test. Put some things in place in case I want to move into another position in the next 10 years or so that I'm working at LW. Retirement is looming. I'm nowhere near retirement. I don't want to retire. See, I get 2 days off. Look what happens to me. I fall apart. So I need to work. I had 1 day off yesterday. I didn't fall apart, but you know, it's just so good. Then I get on this thing. I do 14 minutes like it's nothing. Look at that. Let's get out here and do 14 minutes. I want to keep going. Then I got to go punch back in. And do it like that. I forget what I was talking about, but the whole idea was to get on this thing and just be on it all day long. I wanted to just get on this thing and be exercising all day long. Sometimes I get tired of being on here and I will walk. Since my plantar fasciitis is better, I can walk now. So it's good to walk. In fact, a couple of times I even got on this, I was like, this ain't gonna be enough. Or it's not gonna keep my, you know, mentally focused. So I just jumped off and grabbed a shirt, grabbed a jacket, and just took a walk. And walked it off instead of, you know, doing this. And then I could do this in between calls or, you know, when I need to be close to the computer. Today's Saturday. It's not the most robust caller day. So I was able to put my mouse in my back pocket and get on this thing. The idea would be nice to get to 20,000 steps. What I need to do is get to 20,000 steps tomorrow. The days I work, I do okay. The days I work, I seem to do okay. Now, tonight, we'll see. There's cookies and there's just stuff. There's no cookies, but there's cheese Danish and candy and Whoppers. And there's some things that can go on tonight. But if I stick with my popcorn and keep it relatively sensible, I should be okay. And then I'm off tomorrow. So what I should do, what I want to do tomorrow is if I can get 20,000 in tomorrow, that I want to see what that would be like. If I can get 20,000 in, steps, biking, whatever, even if they're 20,000 cheating steps, if I can get to 20,000, I was thinking that's what I might need to do. On my days off, I might need to do 20,000. On my days off, I might need to do 20,000. Because if you notice, I'm not, the idea of not eating is not in the equation. The idea of eating better or eating less calorie foods or all that is not in the equation. And if you notice that, I'm not even factoring that in the equation. Because, I mean, eating is just too, it's so fulfilling. Not even fulfilling, it's just so euphoric to me. It's just such a big part of, I don't want to say my happiness, but I get so happy from it. Tonight, Lodge Delic is playing down in San Diego at Winston's. I remember one of the first times that I went down there to see Lodge was, they was down in San Diego. No, he was playing Winston's. Star was playing Winston's. And I went down there. I drove down there to catch him. That was the first time I saw Mr. Curry on lead guitar, on guitar. And I was like, whoa, it kind of blew me away. You know, Star was on bass and he was on lead. I was like, whoa, okay. So that was that. Winston's, that club down there. Trulio played there. A bunch of people played there. I think Bernie World played there one time. Little old club, Ocean Beach, with the beach hippies. Cool spot. Really, one of the early vibey spots that I met, that I ran into when I first came to California. See, like a really just vibey, just beach, you know, it's just kicked back, but it's an establishment, locals, and just that whole vibe, you know. But the whole thing is just to get exercise instead of keep blowing up. Today, see, last night I started doing the thing. I can't stop. Yesterday was my day off, and I went up to 209. My day off, I woke up at 207 today, which wasn't bad because that was 205 yesterday, which is not, it's not horrendous. I'm not being horrendous. But if I can get a good weekend in to where maybe just one good weekend in where I lose weight, then come back in, have two solid weeks. A Monday to Monday to Monday. Go Monday through Friday, you know, acting right like I can usually do since I'm working. Have one good weekend where I act right and have another week. Then I could probably get down low enough to where my indulgent weekends aren't so punishing or relentless. What's the word? Unfulfilled? No, what's the word where they don't care? Unforgiving. Unforgiving. That is unforgiving, my God. You notice too, if it's a word, I can't remember. I do notice that I will stop and try to find that word. Go off into a whole different realm. If you know, you probably see that I'm not even here anymore when I go into those things. I'm just basically, what's the word? Going off into my own thing. Is these things, what is these? Is this my shirt? Does it look like I got moobs? Or is that the way it's supposed to look? What is that? Is this the shirt or is the way it's, what's going on here? I pull it out forward like this. Kind of make it a little bit. Does that make it a little? Or is it just the way it hangs? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Look like I got these things. And I do because I'm old, but you know. I guess if I wear a tighter shirt, I think if I wear a medium shirt, it actually looks better because of the tightness of the shirt. I think it's the looseness of the shirt because I'm not really that. Well, there is some fat there. There's no doubt. See, I got all of this. I'm going to get this lipoed off. That's what I'm, you know, trying to maintain, keep the weight down and keep keeping the weight down is a part of it. Keeping the weight down is my barometer. That's kind of like my metric. But I know and have realized that it's more about staying in motion. It's more about keeping moving for philosophical mental, intellectual well-being, physical well-being, just same way. The movement is just as important. And also, I was thinking as far as the moving, going outside is important too. I'm getting very comfortable just being outside, just throwing something on and going, you know, just being outside, taking a walk, being around. Because there was times, boy, you better believe that I could stay in the house days on end, you know. And it was apprehension about going out. I don't want to go out, you know. But now it's like, okay, let's grab, let's go, you know. And not just to go anyplace, just to go outside, you know, be a part of it. And walk around the neighborhood. That's another thing. I'm very comfortable now just walking around the neighborhood. Not that I wasn't uncomfortable before, but now it's just like, since I started all this walking, I know every almost, not that I know every crevice of it, but I've been in a lot of places around here. So when I drive around, I'm like, oop, you know, places I walk all the time. And I get to see. And I see some things that I don't usually see. Like I found a fish place. I found a barbecue place. I don't know what kind of barbecue it is, but it says Garrick's Barbecue. So it might be, you know, some kind of Mexican barbecue or some kind of barbecue, you know. Not the kind we thinking about, like Phillips, you know, Crenshaw or something like that. But I can definitely feel my body is, I've done more today. I can definitely feel that. So I'm walking more. The numbers, my step count is going to be higher, definitely, than usual. It's not going to be like up in the 15, 16s when I was out riding for 2 hours before work. But it's going to be a little higher than usual because basically I've been just getting a 10K and saying, whew, I'm done. You know, or if I get up in the morning and I do 5,000 or 6,000 and I go through the rest of the day and get my 6, end up around 11,000, 12 in the day. When in the past I was getting 15, 16,000 steps in. Because I'd get like 9,000. I'd get 9,000 before work. And they get another 1,500 at each 15 minute break and another 3,000 during lunch. So, and then after work, forget it. I don't do nothing after work. So that might be my thing tomorrow. If I could just keep, you know, keep doing what I'm doing today, tonight, just stay on it. Then tomorrow, if I can get up, if I wake up, get up, go for a good bike ride, get a good bike ride in. If I can get up and get a good bike ride in, come back and I can indulge, that means I can eat and lay around and watch movies and do all that. And then if I can do it again, if I can get 20,000, I may have to make a declaration or set a goal to make it a objective to get 20,000 steps on, 20,000 steps on my days off. I should do that right now. I should make that commitment right now to myself and to the universe through this digital media that I'm going to get 20,000 steps on my days off from now on. That means I have to, I can indulge. See, I'm not going to stop eating. I'm not going to stop eating and I'm not going to stop indulging. I'm just going to compensate it another way. I might do that. I might try that tomorrow. Just get up out of bed, get on the bike, do my normal route that I'm used to, which would be go all the way down one way, go all the way back that way, and come home. And I usually come home with about 9,000. And then I do that. I could chill, whatever. And, you know, get on this every now and then during the day. And maybe at night, just get on it. It would only take like an hour. You know, an hour on this thing. I don't know if I can do an hour on this thing. I mean, I have before. And I don't think the bricks make it different. Even though the bricks, I could definitely feel the strain on my body from the bricks, especially in my hip, in my back hip and lower back region, whatever. It's definitely the muscles are going, hey, it wasn't this hard before, people. So I keep looking at my moves. I keep looking at these. How do they look? Is it me or is it the shadow? If I turn this way, is it better? Maybe it's just the side view. Maybe it's just because I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I got them because I'm old and I was very overweight at one time. But, you know, I don't want to look like I got titties. I wanted to say that. I just wanted to say titties. I think I wanted to say titties. I'm not sure. I think I did want to just say titties. So you got to say titties. It's not titties. Titties or tits. It's titties. Now I can't say it. Now I thought about it. I can't say it the right way. Titties. Anyway. Breasts. Moobs. Men breasts. Men boobs. Anyhow. My stomach is it. And my weight is up. Sort. 207 this morning. Is 207 this morning is up. Because I was down to 199. So, you know, maybe that'll help some. If I get back to where I should be. Should I do my outro? No, I'm going to do my outro when I come back here and finish this up. One thing about this, though, when I do this, and this goes off, say, like I'm doing this, and a call comes in, I got to hurry up and get to the call. And this interacting here made me miss a call, and I got an ACD. So now I'm just getting on the thing anytime I feel like it. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. Now I'm up my shift in. 15-minute shift in, and I'm getting on it for this. I think I'm at 13,000 steps. I think I'm at 13,000 steps. This will probably take me to, I don't know, I'm going to check a look. And I should walk around when I take a look, because when I take it out of my pocket, I'm not counting steps, see? 13,113. So when I get off here, I should be close to, say, another 1,500 if I do 15 minutes. Say 1,400. I was 1,311. 13.1, I should be able to get 1.4, so I should go to 14.5, and I would only need 5,000 more steps, and I could do 5,000 steps. I could do that easy if I'm, you know, but tomorrow we'll see. Today, like I said, today usually turns out good, and I think that, you know, maybe I need to increase my activities. Maybe I'm not doing enough. And maybe increasing my activities will bring up my libido, whatever that means. But I think I know what libido means. But, you know, my mojo, my energy, you know, what it's called, stop. I got an idea. Watch this. I'm just doing too much. This is what you call doing too much. This is what you call doing too much, people. And you know why I'm doing this? You know why I just did that? I'll tell you. To see if it makes my moves look less, and it does. It was the shadow. See? I'm vain. I have vanity. Do I have vanity? I do, but not physical. My vanity is not physical. I have pride. Lust. Gluttony. What are the rest of them? Sloth. Ooh, one of my favorites. Sloth and gluttony. Pride. I love my deadly sins. I don't know about you, but I'm into the deadly sins. And I've said this before, you know, about people in situations. You know, as far as religion goes and this and that. And I've always said, whoever thought of the seven deadly sins nailed them. Yeah. whoever thought of the seven deadly sins, nailed them, okay? Nailed them. Am I straight? What are you seeing over there? Are you seeing backslash over here? See, I'm supposed to be on this thing and I'm doing this. I know I'm not right. So I want to have that like that, kind of. I mean, shit, I don't know. Kind of don't want you to see the backsplash. Not that it matters, but see, that's turning to the ankle. Anyway, the idea is to be getting steps, and I'm not doing that. So I'm out of pocket. Oh, that's just really crazy looking. Yeah, that ain't right. That's just really crazy looking. Doing all this when I shouldn't have. When I'm just trying to line it up. I'm trying to line up the selfie, this tripod, selfie stick tripod, to be lined up with the bricks on the floor, which is everything should be straight. This almost looks pretty straight right here. This almost looks like it could be it. This looks like it could be it. I feel, because I like to have things straight. It's almost just about perfect. I can see exactly what I can do to really line it up. And that would be a little bit anal, but I still might do it because that's just who I am. All right, so now that I'm cutting my time, I was going to try to get 1,500 on here during my 15 minutes shift in, but that's not going to happen since I was playing with the camera. And what I did was I ran the cord around the leg of the chair so that it doesn't, so that the mic cord doesn't get in front of the swinging foot rests of the glider. If I can get to 20,000, and I can, I probably could. I'm gonna have to get to 20,000 tomorrow. So that means tomorrow we're just gonna have to get up and ride. We're just gonna have to get up and ride. Even if we get up early and ride and go back to bed. But we got to figure that out. We got to just get up and ride. Get up and ride and get 9,000 knocked off. 10,000 in the morning. And then the rest of the day. Because I do ride on an empty stomach. I'll go out on an empty stomach if it's in the morning. Come in. So, okay. So don't take a shower tonight. Stay stinky. Wake up in the morning. My day off Sunday. Get up, get out of bed, force yourself to get out of bed, get on the bike, do some stuff on the bike, get, you know, close to 10,000 as you can, you know, however you feel, and come back home, take a shower, and be ready for the rest of the day. But you'll probably get tired. Huh? How to get that 20? Well, we'll figure it out. Get 20,000 tomorrow. That'll be something. I done talked about it enough to where it should be a thing now. Then we'll see how, you know, what damage I'm. Oh, I got potato chips. I was gonna say I was gonna make popcorn, but I got potato chips. I love potato chips. And I think I'm on the salt thing. I mean, let's face it, my blood pressure is high, and it seems like everything, not everything, but a lot has to do with salt. I'm craving salt for whatever reason. It seems to be the thing. So, you know, you got that. But another thing I'm thinking, if I was to use the wireless microphone, the wireless lavalier microphone on this one, it would be better when the phone rings and I got to break to the phone. Because taking this off, it's tricky sometimes. The teeth grip and grab the shirt and it doesn't come straight off. And then I got to like go up to the camera, turn the video off, stop the video, click this off, and that cuts into the time that I have to get back. And I got to take the mouse out of my pocket. I got to take the mouse out of my back pocket, get back over to the thing, move the mouse to pick up the call. Because I can't pick up calls with my headset, because I got to fix my headset, because the headset dongle isn't talking to the connection. So I got it. I'm just using it as Bluetooth, so I don't have any call control. And I got to figure out why that was. And this last time I think it was doing this, they had to replace the device. But I might just uninstall the software, reinstall the software, pull the dongle out, and, you know, go through all that, let it reestablish itself or something. Something like that, you know. But because that'll cut, you know, it'll give me some leeway. You know what I was thinking about doing today? If I get off work, going to Lowe's, taking something back and going to Lowe's. I went to Lowe's the other day to pick up something. What did I go there to pick up? I went there to pick up, not the bricks. Was it the, I think I went to Lowe's in, it was out at my mother's. And I went there, it was like after work, and it was empty. It was hardly nobody in there. So I was walking around all the tools and toys and looking at stuff. It was a nice vibe. You know, had a place there to yourself, kind of. You know, there was just enough people in there to make it not feel weird. You know, people walking around, and, you know, just enough people to make you, you know, you're not just being weird, but it wasn't too crowded, you know. Just look at all the tools and stuff to build and do stuff and all that, you know. I always thought that was cool. So, wonder if I make 15,000. Can I make 15,000? No, 13. I won't make 15,000. I'll probably be at 14.5, if that. I'll probably be at 14. I'll be probably barely 14.2 because I stopped so much. So, like every hour, maybe I should just get up and do 15 minutes on my days off or something like that. Because today I got 13,000. If I go out tonight, ooh, I wonder if I'd be like, if I was to come back and get on it. If I was to come back and get on this thing before I go to bed. I think Shaq was saying that he'd do 45 minutes on the bike or treadmill or something every night. I remember he said that a long time ago, and I was like, exercise before bed? I thought that was strange, or definitely a thing. It's probably definitely a thing to exercise before bed. Okay. See now here, pop this off. And then go punch out. We didn't see what we do after that. So I got 14,100 steps. And I'm being anal because I'm trying to line this up to be perfectly perpendicular. But I got 14,100 steps. I'm off work. It's 7:19. I'm off. I started at 11 o'clock today instead of 12. So technically, I still should be working. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm just doing this not to start my usual indulgences and eating and being lazy. Just trying to keep. Need to go someplace. I should get in the car and go someplace. I should go to Lowe's, huh? I should at least do that. Go to Lowe's and do something. I should go to Lowe's. I can, that's walking around. Or should I go out? I'm thinking about going to Wisdom. They got this thing called Wisdom here where they have this kind of vibey place where, you know, they play like, not spiritual music, but vibey electronic music and kind of hangout-ish, you know, hippie-ish, kind of new agey, kind of just relaxed place, you know. I wanted to go back there and just take in the vibe. But then again, that's more staying within myself. I was thinking about going bowling. I can go bowling, huh? Take a shower and go bowling. What about that? Don't even take a shower. Just go bowling. That'd be fun. Maybe I could do that tomorrow. Let's just see how long I stay on this thing right now. After work, already got 14,000 steps in. And I'm doing this here. 7:20. I probably won't go to bed till 1:32 o'clock. So I got like 5 hours to not eat and be lazy. You know, I got my TV shows, I got my cables, my Netflixes, my IPTVs. Google it, people. IPTV. Google it. Google IPTV. I And you'll see what it is. And you're wondering why you're paying cable prices. If this thing is actual thing that we're doing, that they're doing here. I wonder if this is actually helping doing all this. We'll see, huh? Tomorrow we'll get on it. We'll have to just go at it tomorrow. Tonight, it's still early. I can still go out. I can go to the townhouse. Oh, my God, the townhouse. I think it's changed the name down there in La Tierra, whatever, down in the hood. I think I was going someplace, and I got turned around, and I drove by it. I was going to SoFi, going up Manchester. And I remember I used to go in that club, black club, you know, older. They had two parts. They had, like, a live band in the front, and then they had this hip-hoppy people in the back. Just go out and hang out with black folks. I went in there a couple times by myself. Oh, because Jesse used to work there. He used to work the door, and I used to go down there. I don't think I went there when he was there, but, you know, I knew he worked there. Something. So, you know how that go. Go to a club. I ain't been to a club in years. Go to a club. Wow, they still have dance clubs? I probably could Google, huh? There was a singles bar. Singles pickup bar called Misty's out in Ontario. I ended up in there somehow one day. And this place was like a real singles pickup place. People came in there to get down. There was no, I got involved in something. So I know the place is quote unquote legitimate or real. Cause I go in there and keep to myself or whatever. But they got me caught up. One of them folks got me caught up in it. That's how aggressive or how open it was in there. I remember I said that was 10, 15 years ago. I think I Googled it and it's still going. Man, this place is a go. Only thing I do is go to concerts, huh? Go to concerts. I don't go to the movies. Interactive. I don't think I do is go to concerts. Stay home, go to concerts. 7:30. All I'm doing is being on this doggone exerciser. What? It is kind of cool. I can get on here and just do 5-10 minutes without even blinking. I can feel my hip kind of hurt a little bit. It actually makes me feel like the pain makes me feel like I'm doing something. So the pain is not welcome, but it's kind of letting me know that, okay, you're doing something. You're putting it in. So, and I can go at a faster pace, but usually a faster pace picks up naturally. I kind of just kicked it up on purpose, just intentionally that time. Forced it. But I'm just trying, you know. What if it's going to make a difference tomorrow? If I wake up all sore and tired, it's like, I ain't doing this no more. But just to keep moving. See, I got on this just to wake myself up and keep myself moving. Now I should put some clothes on. Make a run, huh? Saturday night, it's only 7:30. Not even 7:30 yet, people. Make a run? Should I make a run? Instead of getting lazy and getting at that food, take that stuff back to Lowe's. I can do that. If there is a Lowe's. Is there a Lowe's around here? I'm gonna think about it. Might not be one. Got ice cream in there, so you know I'm excited about that. Potato chips and some dip. I love food. I should be grateful that I have something in my life. Multiple things in my life that I passion so much to make me happy. Food, P-Funk, Steelers, sports, electronics, you know, the whole blah, blah, blah. creating internet being Jeffrey. It's just, I don't know, I'm just talking. Now I'm just bored. You know, it's one thing, see, it's cool to be bored, but I'm being bored on the glider. Being bored on the glider could be a good thing. I wonder how many calories I'm actually, see, this thing tells you how many calories you're burning too, but I don't believe it. This thing says I'm burning calories, you know, just by barely moving. Like I burn 50 calories in 10 minutes. I don't believe that. And then if that was accurate, what you could do is you can actually look at how much exercise you do, the estimated amount of calories you burn doing that exercise, and put that against how much you take in, how many calories you take in every day. Wouldn't that be something to do? Yeah, I shouldn't have to do this on the... Well, I'm doing it today. Just I don't know why I'm doing it today. Let's be honest. It was a good day. I felt my energy was up. So I did a few things. So my energy was up. I guess I'm trying to fly on that. Like, today is my Monday. Nah, today's not a Monday. Because it didn't feel like a Monday. It didn't hurt so much to get up and get into it. You know, sometimes Mondays hurt if you go so far left on your days off to come back about that rabbit hole. But, you know, we're just on the, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. 63 calories, it says I burned. And see how long I've been on here. 0.58 miles. Been on here 9 minutes. 10 minutes should be 1,000 steps, so I should be over 15,000. Let's take a look. I'm feeling the burn. 15,180. I'm feeling the burn. So that'll be another 40 minutes of this. If I can get to 20,000. 20,000 or bust, people. Then maybe we'll go to Lowe's. Take that stuff back and walk around. Look to see if there's anything we can figure out to build or do. It's not like I need anything. Can't really think of nothing. I was thinking about building I just thought about it actually. I wasn't thinking about it. Just, maybe I could build a TV stand to, build in my room. I could, huh? But then I'd have to figure out where I want the TV to be. I could make it adjust. I could just, you know, get a couple pieces of wood, do some wood, make a wood stand, and have the legs of it go under the bed so it won't take up. It won't leave a large footprint. And have the, you know, it's a simple, not simple, but, you know, a 2x4 come up and hold the TV up. Because right now I just got it sitting on a stand next to the bed, which is, it's not bad. You know, but how do you really want the TV? Do you want it to be, you want to sit up in bed and have the TV in front of you? Or... definitely would have to make it adjustable. It would have to be adjustable. I would actually have to take the TV and hold it, get in bed and hold it to see where I would want it, just to get an idea. And I think you can buy them, actually. I think you can buy them already made, mobile TV stands. But if I built one, ooh, and I can have it come up from the side of the bed against the wall. So it'll be zero. It'll be zero, you know, almost footprint space, taking up extra space. Wouldn't that be something? Now I'm just talking. See, I'm going into the zone. I'm drifting into the zone. Can you see me? Can you feel me? I'm just kind of getting into it. My body's just kind of taking over. I'm not really thinking about what I'm doing. I'm just letting my body go and letting the flow go and mentally just fall into that place. You know, 7:32. Been on this thing for 12 minutes now. To getting off work and walking, get back on it and still go at it. You know, just gotta do it, I guess. Tomorrow we gotta do 20,000. Tomorrow we gotta do 20,000. We might not do 20,000 today. Tomorrow we gotta do 20,000. We gotta figure out how to do that. We just gotta figure out how to do that. And we already know what we gotta do. We already know we gotta make that decision. And then go after it. Because I always wonder, if, say like I go out and I do all my exercising and I burn a bunch of calories and I do like 15,000 steps in the morning, and I come home and I eat a bunch and I don't do any more, does it have the same effect if it was spread across? I keep thinking, I don't know. That's why I'm always thinking, hey, you know, after you eat, get on the glider, even if it's, you know, not even for real. Just get on there and do something. You know, to get yourself woke up and talking and moving. Maybe that's what I'm doing now. Maybe I'm just getting myself talking and moving. And keeping myself talking and moving. Instead of going back into myself. Put 8-9 miles. 14 minutes. Let's get on this thing and do 15 minutes. See that? Averaging like 4.5 miles. Averaging about 4.5 miles. It says 4.5, whatever that means. You know? I think I'll do 15 more minutes than you. And get up and go someplace. Let's get up and go someplace. Let's find a Lowe's and let's go do that. All right? We're going to find a Lowe's and go do that. You want to see how many steps I got? I do. I'll be at 15.7. 15.7 if you can see that. Huh. 15.7. I'm going to stay on here till I get to 16,000. I am. I'm going to stay on here till I get to 16,000. That'd be about 4 minutes. Get to 16,000 just for kicks. Let's take up to a new level, Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Get to 16,000, huh? Do 20,000 today, damn it. Well, we're going to do it now. Looks like we're going to do it. We'll get to 16,000, stay on this thing till 7:40. Then I'll be 4,000. Maybe do some walking around Lowe's. Maybe get up tomorrow. Get up and take the bike down to Venice Beach or something. Ooh. And ride around down there. Ooh, that'd be exciting. That'd be something. Ride from Venice to Santa Monica and back a couple times. Ooh, that'd be exciting. Wouldn't it? I think it would. I Well, you see, I'm just trying to figure out activities to do, you know? I'm just trying to figure out activities that I would be interested in doing. Make music? Let's try doing some of that. Let's just try doing some creative art. Other than Jeffrey. Let's try that, huh? No. Let's not. Well, I said I was going to stay on here until 7:40 till I get to 16,000. All right. And then we'll get on the scale. I should get on the scale. See, to get on the scale, I have to take off my clothes, which I ain't opposed to doing just to get, I've done it before. Strip down just to get a weight measurement. Would be interesting just to strip down and see how much, you know, these extra steps and stuff I did today, the effect it'll have, or should show up. Get dressed and go out to Lowe's or something. Oh, I can get some screws. Yay, I figured out something I can get. It'd be fun. I got to get some screws to put in my air fryer. I got to get some nuts, three nuts and three bolts to put in my air fryer to hold the basket up off the bottom container. Yay, that'd be fun, huh? See? I love that old nasty air fryer. Maybe I should try to fix it. Nah. Maybe I should try to fix it. Because I like that basket coming out. I like how the basket would come out. It makes your, you know, it's like the McDonald's fries basket.
Makes fries taste better. Makes them legitimate. I mean, you can take them out of the,
Well, I just did 18 minutes. See, good? See? I get on this thing and do 18 minutes. And it may look like I'm not really doing anything. But I am. You can hear my breath getting a little bit labored.
I can definitely feel my body doing stuff. See, it's not like I'm going fast. See, with these bricks on here, it's only so fast. I can't really go fast anyway. These bricks on here, it's about as fast as I can go like this, huh? Hold it down like this. So now that I'm loosened up, just did 20 more minutes after work. What the hell? Just did 20 minutes after work, Jerry Scott Mitchell. You into it. How are you going to get up here and just do 20 minutes after work? Huh? Oh, that should do it. That should take me to 16,299. Ooh, that's more than 16,000. That's a good thing. I ain't gonna do the outro, because I got a funny feeling I'm gonna be back, damn it. I'm gonna be back.